Before you can have faith in God, you must hear what God says about the matter at hand. At the time I was a new Christian, 1975, 76, 77, I owned a business in Dallas, Texas, in American Indian Arts. A woman came in and bought a book from us on the subject of turquoise. About a month later, she brought the book back and wanted a refund. I said, "We don't refund money on books because we're not a library. If you buy the book and keep it for the length of time you kept it, we don't give money back on that." And somehow we got into terrible strife. She put her hands on me. I put my hands on her. She shoved me back to the back of the room. She was a young woman and stronger than I. A few days after this happened, a man appeared at my shop, serving me a warrant to appear in court, U.S. court. And if I didn't appear, I would be arrested and taken to jail. There was a specified date on it that I had to appear. This woman had charged me with criminal assault. I was horrified. First, I was horrified at what I'd done, and I don't know, it just was spiraled out of control. One of those freak things that can happen to you in life. At one point, when I was telling her we don't give refunds on books, it was time to close my shop, and she just wouldn't leave the shop. I reached for the phone, and she said, "Go ahead, call the police." I wish I had, to avoid the situation. But here I'm trapped in this thing. God said to me these words, "Don't testify." I was absolutely forced to appear in court. And I heard, "Don't testify." I told my lawyer that he might not want to represent me because I am a Christian and I felt I had heard from God, "Don't testify." When you believe you've heard from God, doing what God says is critical. That's what faith really is. But it's hearing from God first. And I really believed that was God speaking to me. My lawyer said, "Oh no, I'll represent you." He said, "Flo witnessed the situation." She was an older woman who worked for me at my business. "And she'll testify." Well, it turned out to be a real shock to me because Flo was very angry with me because I wasn't testifying. I explained to her that I believed I'd heard from God, and I just couldn't do it. She said, "Well, that leaves all the burden on me, for I witnessed the situation, and now I have to testify." But she hadn't heard, "Don't testify." But she never did have peace with me again. There was just trouble over it. It was awful. The man I was dating at the time said, "Joan, you're not doing this girl any good by not testifying." And I said, "I'm not trying to do the girl any good. I'm trying to obey God." He didn't understand either, although he said he was a Christian. Nobody understood me. Often when you hear something that you truly believe is from God, it divides you from everybody else around. Jesus even said, "Think not that I came to bring peace." And he said he came to bring division. And the Word of God does divide us from our own household sometimes because they don't understand what we're doing. When Paul was on the road to Damascus and Jesus spoke to him, the men that were traveling with him saw a bright light, but they didn't hear the voice of God that Jesus spoke with to Paul. They just saw this bright light. Often when God is speaking to me, he'll use my name. And in Paul's case, he used Paul's name that day. He said, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" Later, we know Paul, the apostle, as the name Paul, but Saul was his name in the beginning. God changed it. But you must hear first from God. Before you can have faith. You may think, "Well, I'm just do this scripture and I'll go that way." Well, unless you hear from the Spirit of God to do the scripture, you're in trouble. At some point, your, so to speak, faith begins to make you think, "Well, can I really do this? Is this really going to work?" I had a situation happen when I owned my business and I was a new Christian, and I saw Isaiah 54:17, "No weapon formed against you will prosper." And I made a decision at that time based on that scripture, because the direction I was going was just eating me alive financially. And I made a decision to cut off the thing I was doing that was costing me so much money based on that scripture. It was terrifying. God gave me several other scriptures, and I put them on a cassette tape recording. And when I would go to bed at night, I would turn on the recording and fall asleep to the scriptures to keep my faith up. But the weapon formed against me did not prosper. And my business was financially saved because I cut off that which was costing me so much money. God makes a way of escape. There is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape. You have to take that way. Shut the door on the situation. That's 1 Corinthians 10:13. God leads us by His Holy Spirit who lives in us, who brings to our mind the way to go. The Holy Spirit searches the heart of God to show us what to do in the midst of the situation. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.